Chapter 29. I find people confusing. This is for two main reasons. The first main reason is that people do a lot of talking without using any words. Siobhan says that if you raise one eyebrow, it can mean lots of different things. It can mean, I want to do sex with you. And it can also mean, I think that what you just said was very stupid. Siobhan also says that if you close your mouth and breathe out loudly through your nose, it can mean that you're relaxed, or that you're bored, or that you're angry, and it all depends on how much air comes out of your nose and how fast, and what shape your mouth is in when you do it, and how you are sitting, and what you said just before, and hundreds of other things which are too complicated to work out in a few seconds. The second main reason is that people often talk using metaphors. These are examples of metaphors. I laughed my socks off. He was the apple of her eye. They had a skeleton in the cupboard. We had a real pig of a day. The dog was stone dead. The word metaphor means carrying something from one place to another, and it comes from the Greek words meta, which means from one place to another, and pherein, which means to carry. And it's when you describe something by using a word for something that it isn't. This means that the word metaphor is a metaphor. I think it should be called a lie, because a pig is not like a day, and people do not have skeletons in their cupboards. And when I try and make a picture of the phrase in my head, it just confuses me, because imagining an apple in someone's eye doesn't have anything to do with liking someone a lot, and it makes you forget what the person was talking about. My name is a metaphor. It means carrying Christ, and it comes from the Greek words Christos, which means Jesus Christ, and pherein, and it was the name given to St. Christopher because he carried Jesus Christ across a river. This makes you wonder what he was called before he carried Christ across the river. But he wasn't called anything, because this is an apocryphal story, which means that it's a lie too. Mother used to say it meant that Christopher was a nice name because it was a story about being kind and helpful. But I don't want my name to mean a story about being kind and helpful. I want my name to mean me.